History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
It feels good that this is starting to feel familiar. The Knicks start a postseason at the Garden against an opponent that for a week we had to hear everyone talk themselves into how much of a challenge it was going to be for the New York Knickerbockers and how ill-equipped they are to take on these playoffs. It was, oh, you guys don't know, the Hawks are a real dangerous team. It was, oh, I think the Knicks may be on upset alert here. Where's Karl-Anthony Towns' head at? How did he wake up this morning? Did he eat the right breakfast? Did he wake up on the wrong side of the bed? Is he feeling okay? What's going on with him? You know what, Jalen Brunson, did you guys know he was 6'1"? I don't know if you guys knew this. He's 6'1". That means you can't win the championship. No chance. Sorry. Knicks should just be disqualified from the playoffs because their star is 6'1". They can't possibly win a championship with him. This is the nonsense you had to hear for about a week. And like clockwork, Jalen Brunson comes out like a man possessed in game one. The Knicks take their defense up to another notch in game one. Karl-Anthony Towns dominates the second half. And the Knicks take control of game one and the series by winning last night at the Garden, like what everyone should have expected. 888-808-1019. The Knicks showed last night that they are much better than the Atlanta Hawks. Their stars, Brunson and Cat, are better than the Hawks stars and Nikhil Alexander Walker, who was on a milk carton for much of this game, and Jalen Johnson, a young, very talented player with a bright future in the NBA. But this is his first go-around as the go-to guy for a playoff team. The Knicks bench has way more depth, both offensively and defensively, with the exploits of Deuce McBride, who looked awesome, Mitchell Robinson, who was an impact defensively on the glass, as he always is. And the Knicks have more experience when it comes to what it takes to close out playoff games in the fourth quarter, which is why you saw a game that entering the fourth quarter, game was in the balance, came in up by 9, and you saw that lead balloon all the way to 19 because the Knicks knew what it took to put the Hawks away before the Hawks started putting some points up in garbage time to make it look way more respectable than it actually was in that fourth quarter. These teams are not close. They've never been close. And for all of you who called up here for months to be and moan about Cat, about Mike Brown, about Leon Rose, hell, about James Dolan, and about this team, that talk was cheap. Because while it will be nice to come into this postseason and have celebrated a regular season where the Knicks won 65 games, they secured an easy number one seed, that would have been nice. But to me, what was more important was ensuring that the team was healthy, that the team was rested, that the team had exploited all opportunities to experiment with different lineups, different rotations, different styles of play, and then be trending upwards when heading into the postseason as it gets underway just yesterday. And that is exactly what is happening. If you believe the Knicks are serious about title contending this season, what you saw yesterday is precisely the effort you needed to see from the team. The intensity and the attention to detail on both ends was representative of a team that knows that right now it is go time. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. It's also why I sat back, I'll be honest, for most of this past week, and I kind of laughed. It was kind of funny to, you know, obviously I'm doing a lot of my independent content, so I'm podcasts and I'm live streaming, I'm doing all these different things. So I'm in the conversation. I'm in the discourse. I'm seeing the dialogue that's happening, and I'm laughing because it was quite interesting to see some of the narratives, particularly from the national side, be spun against this team in a way that seemed quite bizarre, to be quite frank to you. Because it would be one thing if this was a Knicks team going into a postseason like this was their first go-around. Kind of like this Atlanta Hawks team. This Atlanta Hawks team, this is a team that has been in the playoffs, and this is a team that's been in the play-in. They've been, you know, kind of hovering around the rim, so to speak, the way Jerry Jones likes to say. And they've been around, but this particular team with this star and Nikhil Alexander Walker, who they brought in, and some of the guys that are getting a lot more minutes, or guys that were not on those Hawks teams that were led by Trae Young when they went to the playoffs, this group is kind of a new deal. If that was the New York Knicks, this is a team that this is their first go around. Okay, maybe I understand some of the trepidation about whether or not the Knicks can actually win the Eastern Conference. It'd be different if this was a Knicks team that hadn't had some of the deep playoff runs we've seen from this team for the last 3-4 years. It would be different if this was a Knicks team that has never been able to overcome adversity. But for all of the conversation I hear about how supposedly meaningless regular season basketball is supposed to be, that's all we hear, right? It's all, I don't care about the regular season. Oh, the regular season is so watered down. Oh, regular season, these guys aren't playing hard. Why is everybody sitting? Why isn't this star playing? Why isn't that star playing? Why is this team tanking? All this nonsense about the regular season, how it needs to be adjusted and fixed and how it's unwatchable and blah, 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 blah. All that stuff, for whatever reason, no one cares about that whenever you're talking about the Knicks. No one. And that's the part that I find funny to me. The Knicks, for some reason, are never awarded the same grace other title contenders would be awarded when it comes to assessing how they are approaching the regular season. They never get the luxury to grow, to lose, and to manage the rigors of an 82-game regular season like other title contenders get to do. So with every Knicks loss during the regular season, it became a referendum on what the postseason was going to look like. Which is why those same people, to me, look quite silly as we sit here. Knicks, take care of business in game one. They're up 1-0. Karl-Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson pretty much dominate most of this game. Fourth playoff game that these guys together have scored 25 points in a playoff game. I'm reading the stat right on SportsCenter right now. That is tied for most by any Knicks duo in the history of the franchise. And I know this franchise has kind of had a mixed bag, to say the least, when it comes to playoff success, particularly title success. But it is a long storied history, and these guys have already made history, and this is only their second playoff go-around. And as teammates, this is the fourth game that they both have scored 25 points. So to me, where the Knicks stand right now, those narratives and that conversation, it was for nothing, because now the game's going to be played. And Jalen Brunson, you still got to handle him. And the Knicks, in terms of the two-way depth they have at the wing, you got to handle OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges playing the way they were playing defensively. You got to handle the experience that this team comes with because of all the trials and tribulations they've been through.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
I think those folks were quite silly doubting this team at this point in time. And I think at this point, I came into this series saying that the Knicks would win in five. I think this is a series that it should take five max to beat the Atlanta Hawks. 888-808-1019. A lot of unsung heroes in this game. Like I mentioned Deuce McBride. I thought his shot making off the bench was definitely a big part and a crucial thing for this team, like Mitchell Robinson's energy. But it was really nice to see Karl-Anthony Towns, a guy who we've talked so much about for really the entire season, right? It was, again, he's not playing well, he's not playing hard, he looks sad, he looks miserable, or maybe he's happy now, I don't know. It got kind of nauseating at a certain point, where it's like, can the Knicks just, again, be afforded the same level of grace and scrutiny that most teams get, which is not Karl-Anthony Towns as a bad game or he sneezes the wrong way and all of a sudden it's we got to trade the whole roster. And I take great, solace in seeing, for example, you watch the NBA playoffs today and these games are these games, right? It's not going to be a simple just team come out and just blow the other team out in the first quarter. That's not how the playoffs work. This is going to be a lot of competitive games. There's going to be a lot of ebbs and flows to these games. And of the teams that were playing, the three teams that won the first three games, those are all teams that think they can win a championship. The Cavaliers, the Nuggets, and the Knicks. And I think to me, there's really no discernible difference from how the Knicks looked compared to how those other teams also took care of business in their home openers to start the postseason. The Cavs are facing a Raptors team that badly did not want to face the Knicks because they were way more worried about the Knicks. But the Cavs also are a respectable team. They have James Harden, who has played in a ton of playoff games. He's made 17 in a row, even though he has not necessarily performed well in the playoffs. They got James Harden. You got Donovan Mitchell. You're playing at home against a Raptors team that feels kind of happy to be there. And after a competitive first half, they just take care of business in the second half and they win going away. Denver Nuggets, after a slow start, they take control in the second half. They take care of business at home. The Knicks look just like those teams. It was the same thing. This is a matchup that people are trying to talk themselves into being highly competitive. But when the ball gets rolled out, someone's actually got to stop Jalen Brunson and someone's actually got to find a way to score over Mitchell Robinson or score against the hounding defense of Mikal Bridges and OG Anunoby, and all the talk, all the yappa, yappa, yappa about all the things that is wrong with this team. Those things go away when the whistle gets blown and the horn blows and you actually got to start playing basketball. 888-808-1019. It was funny, as typical with this team. There's some kind of narrative that comes out even before the game about where the team is and what people are expecting. I thought it was funny that we had Stephen Bondi, who posted what was commentary from ESPN's Danny Green prior to the game about kind of what he sees from the Knicks and why he actually was off the Knicks bandwagon. And what ended up being said was essentially, they're kind of just been rumblings about the Knicks. And they don't seem, together, and they don't seem, some guys may not like the coach, and that's why I'm just off the bandwagon. And I say the same thing, like, rumblings about the team is why you're jumping off the bandwagon. It's not because of what you've actually seen on the court. It's just things that you hear. This is not normal commentary. This is not what you normally hear about, any team that you're trying to assess whether or not they can win a championship. It's not about rumblings or what's happening behind closed doors, things that you don't actually know. It's actually about what's happening on the court. And this Knicks team took care of business in a way, again, I think that most people should come in and feel really good about where they are starting this postseason.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.